Good evening. This is Jay Diamond here for Alan Colmes tonight. Alan is at the Republican debate in South Carolina. It seems like the Republicans have a debate every night these days. And what we're going to do for the first half hour of the Alan Colmes program tonight with Jay Diamond is we're going to eavesdrop on the debate, and I'm going to reflect on it. And let's go. I think we can do that right now, Joel. All right, let's bring it right up and let's see what they're saying. And
when revenues were falling,
I'll be here, and I have a special in-studio guest who'll be reflecting on it too. President Reagan, whose name was invoked a million times by all of the candidates tonight, even as President Bush's name was never invoked, not even once. Here we have Mitt Romney. Mitt,
and so much sacrifice.
May I say something, Jay?
And now we
have President Reagan.
And we are succeeding.
I am offended in that we've been listening together for about 1.5 minutes now, and not one of these candidates has invoked my name. Whereas in the first hour, each one invoked my name 5 million times, while not ever remarking about President Bush. Well, that's true, President Reagan. You know, I noticed that myself twice, when Fred Thompson and the other time when Huckabee wanted to reference the president, they said either the president or the president of the United States, but never mentioned Bush's name, whereas your name has been mentioned a million times by each candidate. You know, I still get royalties about the mention of my name, being an ASCAP and SAG member, an AFTRA member, and, you know, I got paid $3 million for a speech I gave in Japan about a week after I left the presidency, and if I can get paid by the Japanese, well, then why should my own country not pay me when they invoke my name? Because they're afraid or unwilling or plain old scared mentioning the name of the guy who is the president now. I mean, really, do you think in 20 years anybody's going to be saying, what would Bush do?
They were at the beginning by hundreds of millions of dollars, and you increased the size of government.
What would Bush do?
Is that your idea of change, to be a big government Republican president?
I've had foreign policy experience going back to 1970s when I served on a committee in the Ford administration on terrorism. I negotiated
there hasn't been one mention of Bush, and in the first hour, they must have mentioned Reagan a million times each.
About foreign policy, I made decisions. I threw Arafat out of the UN 50 celebration, and I made sure Castro wouldn't come to that celebration. And when I was confronted,
Castro didn't come to that celebration, but Pope John Paul, who all these right wingers venerate, Pope John Paul celebrated Mass in Havana with Castro taking the wafer from the Pope.
Our relationship with Israel. As mayor of New York, I was involved in foreign policy issues all the time. And the difference between being an executive and being a legislator is you're not just one of 100. You have to actually make decisions, and there are consequences to your decisions. And many of them were in this area of either foreign policy or related to it.
All right. Now, we're going to go away for a break for a minute or two. I'm Jay Diamond in for Alan Colmes. Then we'll come back and we'll hear to the end of this debate, which is over at 10:30, and we'll take some of your calls too. 877-367-2526, 877-367-ALAN. I'm Jay Diamond for Alan Colmes. But what was noteworthy to me, honestly, was that the invocation of Reagan's name, Reagan, every one of them, on two occasions, the circumlocutions had come around to where they had to reference the man who's the president now. So they said, Huckabee said, the president was right in ordering our men not to fire on the Iranian speedboats that attacked our armada, didn't attack them, but rode in front of them, which in American military parlance means an attack. And the other time was Fred Thompson saying something. He said, the president of the United States, and, you know, I hope he stays in this here election longer, because I think I'm getting the hang of it. I think as long as he continues in there, I'm beginning to sound a lot more like him now. What do you think, President Reagan?
Well, I think, yes, your impression is getting much better. Not necessarily of me, but of Fred Thompson.
Okay, so we can say hi to Frank in Cincinnati while we're waiting for the debate to continue. Hello, Frank.
Hello. You know, I don't hear anything new from these Republican candidates.
I feel that we're in for a repeat of Bush 1, 2,
yes.
And the worst parts of Reagan if we elect any of these guys. A theocracy, definitely, if Mr. Huckabee is put into power.
You know, Frank, I felt the same way, and I said that to Joel before in the control room. I said, you don't even have to listen to this stuff because it'll be they always say the same thing. Well, let's cut taxes on multinational corporations that are shifting our jobs to Malaysia because instead of paying a worker $20 an hour, they now pay them 20 cents a day, and that's not help enough for them to make money. And I think these people deserve a reward for growth in the economy. Well, whose economy?
The idea of a free market is reward the market for doing what they want, which is not in the best interest of the citizen. And the history will show that, but there's really no record.
Well, that sounds to me like you're a red. You're actually talking about citizens and voters like they count for something, and the only thing that matters is property ownership. Now, you should know that, being an American, particularly in Cincinnati. Why, you're almost down south of the Mason-Dixon line. How dare you?
Oh, almost.
Hey, what are the odds that you're in Cincinnati? It's probably the most conservative part of Ohio. What are the odds that Ohio is going for the Republicans this year in November?
Probably 60-40.
Well, that's unless Bob Ney gets an absentee ballot. Can felons vote where he is?
Only if they're dead.
In the federal penitentiary, where half the Ohio Republican Party is now ensconced? Thank you very much, Frank. Appreciate the call. We'll go back to the debate, and then we'll get back to the phones.
I have no confidence in the federal government to do its job. Because, and I will secure the borders first, and I will have the border states' governors certify that those borders are secured. And we can do it with UAVs, with vehicle barriers, with walls, and with high-tech and cameras. The remaining 12 million
walls, cameras,
obviously 2
million fenced in country,
crimes have to be rounded
filled
up
with sweatshops without any regulations, no zoning laws or fire laws. That's freedom. That's what we're going to, and in a constant state of war, world war. That's war against every country in the world. That's the GOP vision for 2008. Good luck. Run on that. Run on that. I want you to run on that. Don't forsake these Halcyon conservative principles. A fenced-in country of illiterates and toothless people who can't afford to go to a dentist or even a doctor. All the jobs are in Malaysia, so you can work in Walmart or, better yet, at the Salvation Army putting old junk on racks because that's all people can afford to buy, and giving tax cuts to the very corporations who take your jobs and trade them out to Malaysia while we're in a perpetual state of war against almost every country on the planet, while we ignore global warming because it doesn't exist, because why should there be global warming? The world is only 6,000 years old anyway.
But I think everybody else agrees that I just haven't heard your position. I don't mean to be
this psychosis that's called the GOP, I hope they run on this idiocy.
We have enough Border Patrol agents to secure the border, and that we have
we need to be a nation of high fences and wide gates. And
high fences. Why, that's an America I love. High fences and wide gates.
I believe with all my heart that if we enforce the border, we crack down on employers who knowingly hired illegal immigrants.
You know why they're really for it? Because someday they know you want to escape. And they make it want to build them high fences, they say, to keep others out. Well, they want to keep you in. What if the Ruskies had said that in Berlin? We are building this nice wall to keep all our people in East Germany. All these people in West Germany, and they want to come in, sneak into our country, be illegally. So we build this giant wall in Berlin to keep out the hordes of capitalist victims who want to get into the communist paradise. That's what they said. So we're going to say the same thing. We'll build this nice high fence. We'll have perpetual war. Nobody will have a job because the multinational corporations have had all their taxes cut, and they can make more. They get it as a reward for sending all your jobs from Michigan and Ohio to Malaysia.
The legislature, when they tried to impose verification requirements,
run on this stuff.
So you could
all of you should run on this.
I think that we have got to enforce the border.
A symphony of lies and stupidity. I have to say it. I can't help it.
Stop sanctuary cities and policies that...
Sanctuary cities like Baghdad. All right, now it's you and me. 877-367-2526. You want to support my comments or quibble with them? 877-367-ALAN. This is Jay Diamond for Alan Colmes. And now, it is not them. It is not the liars you just heard, the psychotics you just heard, the cheaters you just heard. It's Jay Diamond for Alan Colmes. We're going to go to the telephones imminently. It's 877-367-2526. I'd like your reaction if you were either watching this nonsense, this high comedy, this blend of fiction, tragedy, and low comedy that was euphemistically referred to as a GOP debate. You know, whoever is president, I think they should put the GOP on TV in the whichever one of the Democrats wins in a landslide this coming November, in a historic, triumphal landslide, whichever one of them wins, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Dennis Kucinich, it doesn't matter. They should feature 8 GOP fossils making fools of themselves on national television, lying through their teeth, defending the indefensible, scaring people, trumping up hatreds and fears and divisions. They should put this spectacle of viciousness and stupidity on TV every week for the entire 4 years that a Democrat is in the White House, just in case people forget how evil and dumb these guys are. That's what they should do. This shouldn't be allowed to slip away from the public consciousness. This display of unfathomable cluelessness, stupidity, lying, viciousness, evil, and dumbness should not be allowed to recede from the public consciousness. You must remember what these individuals really are and their spokespeople so that you never forget. Because it's a foregone conclusion, the GOP will go down to an ignominious defeat this November, 9 months and change from this minute that I speak to you. But their modus operandi is to start demonizing whomever is in the White House who's a Democrat so that you slowly forget what their incalculable dumbness and evil has wrought to this nation, and yes, I'm not ashamed to say it, this world. Yes, I also am a citizen of the world. Sue me! I am more than a mere American. I'm a citizen of this planet. Ha 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 ha! I care what happens to my fellow human beings. I don't think we had to kill 300 Iraqis today by dropping 50 million tons of bombs in 10 minutes, and we lost 9 of our own troops within the last 36 hours there. Because this so-called surge, which Oliver North no less opposed. You don't believe me? Look it up. Go to the Human Events. Is it humanevents.org? It's org. I think it's an org, not com. Joel will let me know, now that he's revealed himself, even when I'm here. What do you say?
.com.
Humanevents.com. And go to the Oliver North archive and look what he wrote last January about the surge. He said it'll be nothing but more targets. And I'm going to anticipate what the defenders of the surge will say, those hapless people who have to make believe that Bush is more than a sock puppet. He was saying at that time, 3 months before the first troop reinforcements got there, 3 months before, he said, we've already made deals with the Sunni sheiks. We've paid them off and bribed them into being on our side now. And yet, when I read about our bribes and payoffs to the Sunni sheiks to be on, quote, our side now in the newspapers, and when I hear it from the right-wing websites, they say it's as a result of the surge, whereas no less than Oliver North had written about it as a fait accompli before the surge ever started in his refusal to back the surge. Or is Oliver North now the new Ward Churchill to you GOP right-wingers in Radio Land? I don't know. I'd like to know. 877-367-2526. 877-367-ALAN. It's Jay Diamond for Alan Colmes. And from Oxford, Connecticut, I'm going to say hi to Gil. Hello, Gil.
Hey, Jay Diamond. How you doing? The first time I ever heard you, and I love Alan Colmes, and And you're just wonderful. I love it. It's so refreshing to hear some. Anyways, I get to my point. I can't believe, I'm not even watching the debate because I'm heading home and I'm listening to you on XM radio, but I can't believe anybody in their right mind would vote for any one of these freaking douchebags. Pardon my language, about, for any one of these freaking douchebags. You cannot see through their bull crap. Even
easy now.
Is the old-time politician of, I swear to God, I'm your friend. I'm with you guys. I'm like you guys. Bull crap. These guys are all in the top tier of life, and they have no
right.
sense of knowing what's going on in the world.
Well, wait. I'm really Rudy Giuliani again. He didn't waste one more opportunity to inveigh against, quote, socialized medicine. You know what? He's got a daughter. Approximately uh-huh. the same age as that girl who was killed by Cigna a couple of weeks ago. His daughter is about 17, 18 years old. Nataline Sarkazian was 17 years old. I want to ask Rudy Giuliani how he'd feel if he'd been paying premiums on his own child for 17 years, and when it came to saving her life with an operation that he'd been paying premiums to get, if they said, no, we're very sorry, your daughter has to die. We're not. I know you've been paying premiums for 17 years, Rudy, but I'm sorry. We're not going to pay for the operation. We reject it.
Oh, absolutely.
Figure what would he say?
Giuliani, you kidding me? All he knows how to say is, it's 9/11. Oh, yeah. It changed everything, well, whatever. 9/11, yeah, it changed everything.
I want to add, what's worse, to lose your, to have your daughter die or to have the insurance company pay the freight? Or, God forbid, the federal government, the insurance company paid for by the federal government pay the freight? What would be so terrible about that? So what he's saying is you have to, the price of freedom is for your daughter to die when a private insurance company you've been paying premiums to refuses to actually engage the policy and pay for her operation. Better your daughter should die than to have, quote, socialized medicine. How many parents in the audience are going to vouch for that?
Oh, absolutely. Anyone in their right mind would not vote for any, would not. And the thing with the Republicans is they've got to be embarrassed with this show of freaking this flock of idiots.
Well, did you see at the beginning the pageantry, the cast of 50 singing and dancing the national anthem?
No, I'm not watching it.
Yeah, it was like that's what it was. They had about 50 women in white gowns and men in tuxedos. In a pageant of the national anthem. And guess what? Even though it was at night and I was in the darkened studio, I had to ask Joel to go get me a pair of sunglasses. Because the reflection off the super white faces of the cast of 50, every one of them, it was so bright and glaring. 50 white faces reflecting those Klieg lights. I needed to get smoked glass to calm down my retina.
Even the conservative, they're not even conservative. They're businessmen that what they look at is how much money can I make myself and how much, and once I get in, just like Bush.
I've got to run, but no, wait, don't. I don't have to run. Stay there. You still there?
No,
don't say Bush. They're just like the president, because I was watching the first hour in the control room, and each one of them invoked the name of Reagan a million times. We have that tape. Wait, we're going to play this right after I get off the phone with you. You got to hear this. Everybody sit tight. You're going to fasten your seatbelts and put on a girdle and button yourself in tight, because you're going to be laughing from this. Not one of them ever mentioned the name of Bush, but the name Reagan was mentioned a million times. None of them ever mentioned Bush all night. Two of them, Huckabee and Fred Thompson, said the president or the president of the United States. But the name Bush, they were too ashamed of to even mention, and yet they're running on his same right-wing horse bleep. I'll be right back. This is Jay Diamond in for Alan Colmes with we'll hear the Reagan Festival when we come back on the Alan Colmes Show.
Any and all opinions.
You want to start a rumble?
You want to say that to my face?
Any and all the time.
Well, I'm beginning to think there's some intelligence in this room.
Alan Colmes.
I bring people together. That's what I do.
My fellow Americans, sometimes people pray to me and I hear the prayers of everybody up in heaven as I sit on the armchair of the Lord himself. Why, as soon as I expired, I found myself sitting at the side of our Lord, who told me that he'd been waiting for me this whole time, because I'm the only person who could settle his mind and settle his own soul. You know, I get letters up here, and I get prayers, and I hear every one, from children, from the elderly, from people without a job, from people without Social Security, in the heaven that will follow on earth when we eliminate Social Security, when we get rid of the communist Medicare. I hear people's prayers, and sometimes, I'm sorry to say, my fellow Americans are troubled, as we all are sometimes in our lives. Maybe they've lost a loved one because the health insurance company refused to pay for an operation, even though you paid the premiums for 25 years. Or maybe a fine Republican company whose CEO was making $100 million this year while you were putting up stuff on the racks in the Salvation Army. Maybe that CEO moved 1,500 formerly American jobs in Michigan, Ohio, or elsewhere to Malaysia, where good capitalist workers work for 20 cents a day rather than $25 an hour as they try to suck the lifeblood out of our corporate community. Well, if you're afflicted, I want to speak to you tonight about a wonderful product that will relieve all your fears, all your qualms about life, all your disjunctive thoughts, all of the various agonies that push and pull at a person, even an American, as the day and his life wears on. And that product is free. Yes, I'm giving it away. It's a product you saw on use tonight by all the harried, troubled, crazed, obsessed, angry, villainous, evil, undereducated Republican candidates who can invoke this magic mantra and make all their troubles go away, all their hesitations vanish, and all their anxieties flee. And that product is my name. It's merely Ronald Reagan. If you try it right now at home all across America listening to the Alan Combs Show, think of your wife yelling at you. Think of your children walking out and going into a meth lab. Think of your job going to Malaysia. Think of the price of gasoline as we ratchet up the war talk against Iran going to $8 a gallon, at the same time as our politicians tell us they're going to lower the price through the magic of the market. Yes, the magic of the market dictates that if you threaten war against a major oil producer, the price goes up. But that doesn't stop them from doing it, and out of the other side of their mouth, talking about how they'll get the price of gasoline down somehow, probably by invoking my name. Now, let me show you how it works. These are people who are posturing, knowing that their credo of greed and hate and war has been thoroughly revoked by the voters as of November in 2006. But it doesn't stop them from being even more vicious warmongers. Let's listen. This is how they used my name tonight to make their anxieties vanish and their hope flourish. Why, listen.
Ronald Reagan.
Again.
Ronald Reagan.
Again.
Ronald Reagan.
More, more.
Reagan.
More.
Ronald Reagan.
Don't stop.
Ronald Reagan.
Faster.
Ronald Reagan.
Harder.
Ronald Reagan.
More.
Reagan.
Play it from behind.
Ronald Reagan.
Play it while I'm on my back.
Ronald Reagan.
Play it while I'm standing.
Ronald Reagan.
Play it while you Americans are leaning over your kitchen table.
Ronald Reagan.
Play it in the shower.
Reagan.
Yes, it works wherever you are, in whatever position you are. Yes, ladies. And if it works for these guys, believe me, it'll work for you. All right, let's get back to the telephones. This is Jay Diamond. And do we have to go away for a minute? Listen up, Giuliano. Giuliani, and all of you guys, Fred Thompson, all of you, even McCain, Huckabee, all of you. If my daughter, my little girl is 17, lying there in the intensive care ward, her life slipping away on intravenous needles going into her arm and everywhere else, and Joseph Stalin himself walks up with a check for the operation, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to thank him, and I'm going to shake his hand. And if you don't like it, you can jump off the edge of the flat earth. Did you hear me? Okay. Peter is in El Paso, Texas. It's Jay Diamond. Hello, Peter.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I listen to Alan Colmes regularly. I'm a serious listener. I was trying to listen to what the candidates had to say and your commentary in between, but your interruptions while they were speaking were it was rather rude to your listeners. They were inane mutterings, unsubstantiative, and disruptive. I think you owe your audience more respect than to do that while we're trying to take this election seriously.
You're right. I apologize, and I apologize as well for being alive. Thank you. Appreciate it.
What? You said before the break.
I apologize.
No.
But how about what I said? How do you feel? What if your daughter was on intensive care? Would you take the check from Joe Stalin?
Sir, yes. My brother had a heart transplant.
All right.
My chief of surgery had a kidney transplant. So did four of his sons.
Okay.
And my secretary had a liver transplant.
I'm happy for the medical history. I appreciate the call. I apologize for getting in the way of the candidates. But here's a solace for you. They didn't say anything tonight that they haven't said a million times before. There's never anything new. It's always the same. The market is all-powerful. The Lord sits on his throne in heaven. You should have, if you want the right to for guns, one shotgun and one handgun isn't enough for the average man. There should be no limit as to the size and amount of the arsenal you should be allowed to amass. 1,000 howitzers on your front yard, 10,000, a million? Hey, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. The multinational corporation has every right. That's there in business to make money. They want to fire 50,000 Yanks and give the job to 50,000 Malaysians who will work for squat and matchbooks? Fine. That's their right. They own that company. They have the right to do it. You're right, and I'm sorry I got in the way of that inspirational message. Mike, just to make him feel better, can we play one? Because he sounded upset.
Reagan.
See, he feels better. Peter, doesn't that make you feel? Can we do it one more time?
Ronald Reagan.